Some American Jews who come here say, we came to Israel and we left from Palestine.
The non-Jewish community does not understand our obsession with Israel.
I went to a Jewish day school.
Summer camp, organized trips to Israel.
You want to go to Israel too?
Yeah! We want to go! We want to go!
Israeli soldiers, they're hot, they're awesome, they're strong.
We actually have had quite a few of our former students join the IDF. These are kids, these are 18, 19-year-olds. Amazing.
I told my parents I don't even need to apply to college. I'm going to just join the Israeli military.
10% of my graduating class joined the Israeli army.
We were deployed to the West Bank.
I don't think I realized the extent to which what I would come to see on the ground would really shock me and horrify me.
When people look at the West Bank today and say, this is an apartheid system, it's not just throwing out a word.
Palestinians live in, day out, without experiencing a day of freedom.
You see what non-democracy looks like.
What we've been told is that the only way that Jews can be safe is if Palestinians are not safe. The more I learned about that, the more I came to see that as a lie.
Within the Jewish community, there's been a striking change.
They're really angry at the way they were indoctrinated, justifiably so.
When we talk about we're losing the kids, we lost them. I think they're a little super naive.
Anytime you cut against the grain, you're going to catch hell.
You are a self-loathing Jew. Go kill yourself.
An anti-Semitic Jew.
The way that we talk about anti-Semitism isn't about protecting Jews, it's about protecting Israel. How dangerous is that?
They will do anything to preserve unconditional support for Israel.
The great irony is that there actually is resurgent anti-Semitism.
Jews will not replace us!
History is not going to judge us kindly.